know if Jim and Barry are coming?
I don't know.
They'd be here by, well, sometimes.
Usually they get here by 10 after.
What's the name of that star, I am, so I look for it, if I get home. Nick.
Again, there's a...
What's the name of that star app?
There's briefly the review of this whole thing again. There are 12 signs of the zodiac. Each of the 12 signs have 3 sub-signs or decans. The 12 signs are made up into 3 books of 4 chapters each. The first chapter is about Christ as a suffering servant. The first book. The second book is about the emergence of the bride. And the third book, the last 4 chapters, are about the judgment. So in the first book is Virgo. That's the main. It has Coma, the infant with the mother in his arms, her arms. It has Centaurus, the one with 2 natures holding the spear, piercing the victim. It has Botes, the great shepherd. Then Libra, the scales showing the price deficient. Then the cross, the centaur advancing over the cross. Then the victim, slain, pierced to death. And the crown, which is the serpent is trying to take. And the next is Scorpio.
Told you that'd be late, but here.
Hey, you were thinking about you guys.
Sorry. Just talking about you going, look out, yeah, never slow, yeah. Slow it down.
Pete, why don't you sit over here?
I can sit here.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Hit right. Your back.
Sorry to be late.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
The next is the Scorpio seeking to wound the heel of the seed of woman, but itself trodden underfoot. And the serpents or the snake troubling with struggling with the man. And the man Orpheus wrestling with the serpent, stung in the heel, crushing the scorpion. And Hercules, the mighty man, wounded in the heel, kneeled but and humbled in conflict, holding the tokens of victory, the golden apples, and the 3-headed dog of hell, and his foot on the head of the dragon. And Sagittarius, the archer, the two-natured conqueror going forth, and the harp, or the eagle holding the harp, or the lyre, triumphant praise for the conqueror, and the altar with the consuming fire pointed downward, and Draco the dragon, the old serpent, winding about the North Pole, being cast down from heaven. Then Capricornus, the goat of atonement, slain for the redeemed, the arrow with no bow, the Sagitta, the arrow of God, and the eagle, Aquila, pierced and falling, and dolphin, Dolphinus, the dead or dead one rising out of the sea, springing up.
Is that the one right in front of the downward?
5 stars.
Yeah.
Okay. Downward eagle with the 5 stars in the head. Okay, the arrow above. Okay.
Then Aquarius, the water bearer, the living waters going forth, poured forth for redeemed. And the southern fish, Pisces australis, blessing bestowed. And the winged horse, Pegasus, speeding with the good. And the swan, the symbol of the resurrected Christ, flying, going, and coming with the sign of the cross. And Pisces, the redeemed, blessed, though apparently bound. The band is holding up the fishes, held by the lamb. Its double end fast to the neck of the monster Cetus. And then there's the woman in chains, the bride, Andromeda, apparently in chains. And there's a king, Cepheus, crowned king, holding the band and the scepter, planted with his foot on the North Pole, a great victor and lord ruling. And there's Ares, the slain lamb.
So we're going counterclockwise here.
Prepared for victory. And the enthroned woman, now that she's no longer chained, she's now the enthroned woman, Cassiopeia, the bride enthroned, the monster, the Cetus, holding and strongly bound by the lamb. Then Perseus, the breaker, the arm, mighty man, winged foot, cut off the head of the monster, full of writhing serpents, holding the great sword in his right hand. Now where we are now, in Taurus. the great ball of the ream to rule. He's the sign of that's now in Taurus, their judgments begin. First back on is Orion, the glorious prince, the light breaking forth, foot in the head of the hare or the serpent.
Well, his foot's in that same river.
Pardon?
His foot's in that same...
No, his foot is... Orion's foot is the beginning of the river.
The beginning and then the...
Then the river of wrath is Eridanus.
Yeah.
It's Tartosus, the river breaking forth for the enemies. It's the river of judgment, the river of fire.
You said there were no stars in that? There was something about there's not very much...
In Eridanus.
In Eridanus, there's not much space.
Eridanus void.
Void, that's
okay. The largest void in the universe. It's 1 billion light years across and 10 billion light years deep. Jeez. There's no constellations or stars in it.
Why is it a cone?
Who knows?
Oh, it just is.
That's where hell is. We think of hell as a place for punishment, but it's only punishment as long as time lasts. It's just the dump. But in eternity, there is no hell. Forever in the New Testament just means as long as time lasts. So now, we're at the shepherd. We're in the midst of judgment. You know, here's the shepherd. Arugia. You find him?
Are we recording on it? Did you hit record? Okay.
Of Ruiga.
I'm lost.
It's the third decan of. You lost it?
No, I'm lost on the Rubia.
Go to Taurus.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention one important thing out of. Notice that Taurus is coming out of Aries, the ram. I mean, the lamb.
Okay.
Oruga. Oruga. If you can't probably see it very well, but he's holding a goat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the left arm, and in the hand of the left arm, he's holding two kids.
Oh.
Is that the same as Aurica?
It is Aurica.
Because it's A-U-R-I-C-A.
It's I-G-A.
And then there's the big star in the goat's heart.
G-A.
Is that right?
This is a C-A on this map. For what?
I know. It's supposed to be Auriga.
And then the goat has a star on his chest. Is that where's been? Okay.
Now,
his foot's on Taurus's hole.
Oruga is sitting on the Milky Way, if you could see. And remember, everything about the last book, the last four signs, is judgment. But here we have the counterpoint to judgment. We have the tender mercies of a shepherd. And so let's look at something first. Let's go to Malachi.
So Aruga is a...
Aruga.
Aruga is a shepherd.
That's what its name means. We'll get to that in a minute.
Malachi.
Well, I'm in Malachi. What verse?
Malachi, the Italian.
Here. It's
Malachi.
We'll introduce you as soon as Bob studies over. For now.
What chapter are we?
Malachi chapter 3.
Coming of Christ. Right
before,
yeah, but you got to see this. Listen carefully to these words.
Malachi 3.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. etc., etc. So who may abide the day of his coming?
The bride. Now,
what?
The bride.
Yeah, the human race is gone. There hasn't been a, it says Jesus Christ was the last Adam. There hasn't been a member of the human race for 2,000 years. If he was the last Adam, who are you? Anybody want to contemplate that? You don't want to contemplate it?
Contemplate it or contend?
I feel like somebody contending tonight.
Yeah, you, I ain't taking that fight.
No.
The Antichrist.
No, there's the Antichrist is the fruit of the whore. There's the only thing that's left.
If he's the last Adam, are we?
There are only vessels of mercy and vessels of wrath left. Right.
One's the bride and one's whore. But in truth, that's been true since the beginning, before the foundation of the earth. The human race has sort of been, but God in his mercy tried to give them every chance for repentance. He sent them, he gave them, he created them in innocence, and then came the fall. So he let them be without law. And all hell broke loose. Then he gave them the Noachian law, or the law of man. Massive idolatry. And the flood. Then he gave them a perfect family in Abraham. They killed the prophets. And he gave them the perfect law. That made him even more mad. Created massive hypocrisy. So finally, he sent his son. And they killed his son. And so that was the last chance for the human race was when Jesus, after his resurrection, breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." It was the last chance for the human race. But what did they do? They said, "We're going to use this now and we're going to go fishing. We're going to return to our old lives now and be successful." So the human race is not to be tested. There's nothing about your flesh that is to be tested. It's settled forever. It's hopeless. Your baptism sealed that. You were buried in it. There's nothing about your mind that's to be tested. There's nothing about you're not being tempted by anybody. You're just an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Does anybody understand that? Yeah. Now his own Zeruah, his own right arm has gotten him the victory. Okay? Unfortunately, this isn't preached. We're still preaching the salvation of man. What?
Well, I know you don't like the word, but the things you listed are just what the dispensationalists say, you know, starting with innocence and the law, you know, the Noah and all those things.
It was giving them every chance.
Yeah, right.
Until the cross.
Yeah. Right.
There's no more dispensations after the cross.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Anyway.
I got sent you a helicopter and a boat and you go down the roof.
All right.
Save me.
Now, who may abide the day of his coming? That's the only question. So let's look at and see if we can get a picture of Ruga, Ariga, before we, let's go to Isaiah 40.
Isaiah 40.
It's to the left.
Just down there. And there, buddy.
That's
there.
Yeah.
It's those little skinny things.
Isaiah 40, what?
The left test.
Help us even out the first one.
I'll tell you in a minute. I don't, you and your damn little machine, you got inordinate curiosity now.
Is that a Kindle?
Is that, y'all waiting turning pages?
I
He's so proud of his little machine.
Now, Nick had one. I already had the machine months ago.
I think so.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
So verse 10.
Verse 10, 40:10.
Behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And he shall gather the lambs with his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Now, there's a problem with this sign that's twofold. One, we have a shepherd in the middle of the judgment. And the second, we have the shepherd caring for the goats. Now, what's wrong here?
Talking about the sheep and the goats?
Well, the bride is always the sheep.
Yeah, right. So he's caring for the goats. Right?
He's caring for the goats.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's because it's none of our damn business who the sheep is and who the goats are.
That's a good point.
Is that right?
We're glad you agree, Pete.
Do you understand, finally, Nick? None of our business who's saved and who isn't saved.
That I have understood that for a while. No judgments.
What?
No judgments.
No, I'm talking about the other what.
The other what is, so how now shall we?
How shall we what?
Spread the word, evangelize, or minister, or witness.
Where did you find all those words?
Oh, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, I know, but they're not in the Bible.
Okay.
Well, a witness is, but that's not, a witness. So you know what the word witness is in the Bible? Anybody would like to know what the Greek word for witness is in the Bible?
Sure.
Probably you have to die.
whose phone is that?
It's off now.
It's martyr.
That's how you witness, huh?
Huh?
You die at a witness.
You die.
Well, the whole point of being a witness is you never go out and try to sell anybody anything.
Right. That's why the word only tells us to be prepared to give an answer when we're asked.
For what? Because the evidence in your own life that there's joy and not because you're trying to sell somebody.
No. Well put. Well paid, man. That's true.
First Peter is the place that it's the only evidence of every so-called missionary journey of the apostles. They went where they were asked. They didn't just decide to go somewhere.
There is that word, and he gave some as evangelists.
And that's the same. If you look at that fivefold ministry, that one word, it defines everybody.
Apostles,
it's one person.
Teachers,
it's one person, five offices.
Yeah.
First, the apostle that falls into the ground and dies. And because he dies, then what? He's a prophet. No, let's look at that. Just let's get that on the record.
Okay.
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now remember, there was no such thing as paid clergy in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
As faith clergy?
As paid clergy.
Oh, paid, yes.
Remember, there was no such thing as, you couldn't decide you're going to be a pastor teacher without having first been an apostle. I mean, here's the process. Listen carefully. The apostle is the one who falls into the ground and dies. And the body is, he tries not to speak, but everything in him makes him speak. And so once he speaks, he becomes a prophet because people listen. Because people listen, he becomes an evangelist. And then because people are coming, then he becomes a pastor teacher. But these aren't five different offices in the body. They're one person. And showing what happens when a body or a seder develops.
Capiche? Amen.
Now we've taken that and we have people that teach you how to be a prophet and teach you how to be a pastor and teach you how to be an apostle. Well, not many do that anymore, but so they still do though. It's not, it's a what is, not a should be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, actually, yeah. You know, to die, and then you prophesy, and people listen. Yeah, it does make sense.
Well, we're in Ephesians 4.
We just left it.
Oh, we're already gone, okay.
All right. So now we're going to, we just read, who shall abide in the day of his coming? And then he talks about him feeding his lambs and flock. And then it was a strange thing that we have here. He's holding goats. And it's because of this thing. You'll see it. It's in the New Testament too, where it says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin in the world. The male lamb is never a sin offering. It couldn't be possible. But he was the scapegoat. That's what they were referring to. So there's an interchange between goat and lamb until the last day in Matthew 25 when he separates the goats and the lambs. So you never know. It's none of our business. That's what they're trying to show us, first in the star, but then throughout the scriptures.
It's the same thing with the wheat and the tares, right?
Wheat and the tares, same thing. The tares. What? You're doing something again?
No. Listen to that. Wheats and tares and sheep and goats. Yeah.
So we are together. It's his business to separate, not mine to go, this guy's a tare. You sound like a wheat, and I know I'm a wheat. It's not none of my business.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're a goat.
Eating wheat. I'm an eagle.
If he was the last Adam, then what are we?
That's why I asked the question. I asked you that question before. You're an invention of yourself. You created yourself. You're an accident of an accident of an accident. And then you created, you put a name on the accident, an identity on the accident.
The world calls that a self-authenticated man.
That's right.
They celebrate it. You know, what do they say? You're a self-made man and you worship your own maker. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's what we all used to be.
But my point is, people think they're special.
Amen, yeah.
That's just ridiculous. The only thing special is Christ. The love of God, God just so loves the world. No, he doesn't. He loves the bride. And he loves the bride so much he gave his son. The love of God is centered only in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, well, God's love has been, his blood is shed for all of your sins in the world. No, it's not. It's for your stupidity. The blood of Christ has nothing to do with Adam. The blood of Christ is for us as the body of Christ who screw up constantly. Adam can't know anything about the blood of Christ. Trying to keep Adam alive with the blood of Christ is just the worst kind of apostasy there is. What?
If Christ was the last Adam, then who are we?
You are either the whore or the bride.
Okay.
You're either a vessel of wrath or a vessel of mercy.
Sons of the last Adam or not?
Well, Not really, no.
Okay.
You're squished great.
Yeah.
Amen. Squished vessel of mercy.
Kathos or kakos.
He can't get that out of his head. There's only two. Between good and evil in the Bible, your senses, just we studied that in morning Bible study. when your time when you should be teachers, you have need one again preach you to you the teach you the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, and are become of those of need of milk and not of strong meat. And you have not had your senses exercised to discern good and evil. Well, what is good and evil? That sounds counterintuitive to everything I teach. But it's agathos, versus agathos is good, kakos is evil. It's what's in line with the mystery of God versus what is not. Mm-hmm. There's no in between.
Yeah.
There's no neutral position.
No gray. Black or white.
Amen?
Amen.
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 No hoveling.
What?
No hoveling.
What does that mean?
H-O-V-ling,
yeah, that's what he meant to say.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
It's a center lane. I mean, it doesn't have to do with anybody. It's a center lane. That's what I guess.
I know what an HOV lane is, but I didn't know what a hub lane was. And I wondered what an HOV lane had to do with good and evil.
I think it was a facetious statement that there's a middle there on the freeway, right?
There's no gray.
They're double-minded? Is
that in that lane or in
it was a poor attempt at saying there's no middle ground.
Yes,
but it is the best part of being married.
What?
It's the best part of being married.
What?
You get to go on the high-occupancy vehicle lane.
And that's the best part of
being married.
Look at all you single guys.
Back out.
You wonder why you're in trouble?
No.
He's in trouble.
Just back out. Just leave it.
Matthew 25.
Are we going to Matthew 25 only?
No, I'm
just looking at it.
Now in his left hand, if you can see it in your star maps. He's supporting the two little kids, little goats. In his right hand, he's supporting the she-goat with its paws on his shoulder, right?
On his shoulder. Two goats? I only
see one goat.
Well, it's supposed to be two goats.
It's supposed to
be two? Okay. There ain't no two goats online.
This is
Blue Map only
has
one goat.
Taking all that license.
So why does that got two goats?
Supposed to have two goats.
Is it big? Is this guy one?
Looks like one.
All right, well, okay.
But that makes sense. Twin goats. Yeah.
With his front paws on the shoulder.
No, wait a minute. He's got one goat in his arm, and in his hand of that arm, I said it wrong. He's two little goats, two little kids. Let me see your map.
Of his left arm.
His left arm, he's got a goat or a lamb or whatever.
You just can't see it.
Uh-huh.
In his, the same arm that's around the goat, he has two kids. You can't see it in this map, though.
Yeah.
There's two baby goats. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The lamb, the hand that looks like it's in his lap.
Yes.
That one is holding two baby kids. They when you see it on other maps, if they're young and they look like they're in fear, and the expression on the face of the goat, the mother goat is one of, you know, looking down at this rushing bull and they're scared to death.
Are you okay, buddy? Burnett, did you just have
I'm okay.
And Aratus, do you remember the poet Aratus we talked about?
Yeah.
He says of this sign, he says, she is both large and bright, but they, the kids, shine somewhat feeble on Auriga's wrist. Now what he's doing, he's saving his flock. He shall save his flock and they shall no more be a prey. Now the people that are dispensationalists, I looked up some of what you talked about. They're saying that this is, you know, there's people that study the star maps that I just looked up, and I can't remember the name of the woman he said.
Helena Lehman?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she says now that now when this sign begins, the rapture has taken place. And
has or will?
Has taken place. And that these goats are the ones that are the Jews that are going to be saved during the tribulation.
During the yo-yo time.
So anyway, I mean, I'm not going to ever look at that website ever again in my whole life.
No, I told you, but I didn't.
Well, since you said it, mentioned it, I looked at it.
You're not talking about 144,000, are you?
Huh?
Yeah. 144,000.
Well, of course. You want to know what 144,000 are?
Yes.
That was the number of priests in the temple at the time of Christ.
Okay. Okay?
All right. I don't want to go there.
It's okay. How about Taurus's piercing the heel of the shepherd with his horn?
What are you looking at?
Taurus is piercing the right heel.
His right heel is on Taurus's right.
He's getting horn. Stabbed by Taurus.
No, he's on his left horn with a star.
Maybe
on
it's
his
a artist mistake.
No. That's just a bad picture. That's not right. He's not piercing it.
Okay.
He's the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not be pierced.
And Christ is the ball too. So.
Yeah. What's in the right hand?
Yeah. What's in his right hand?
We'll just get there in a minute. Ariga is from a Hebrew word meaning shepherd. It has 66 stars in it. Its Latin name, which we'll get to in a minute, means coachman or charioteer. And that band for those folks was the reins for the chariot, but there's no chariot or horses or anything. But in Egypt's name is Tron. And remember the 4,000 BC temple at Dendera, they have the star planetarium.
Yeah.
And that one, instead of carrying the goat, he's carrying a scepter with the head of a goat. And on the bottom of the scepter, below where his hand is a cross. And so it got it partially right from the ancient Chaldean calendar.
4,000 BC.
Yeah, but that's the original meaning goes far back before those. Okay. and to Egypt, the cross was a sign of life. You know that. You know that.
I didn't know until you just said it.
Okay. Which is kind of interesting because it's life without death. All right.
It's that symbol with the circle on it, right?
Not always,
okay.
That's the Ankh.
No,
this is not always. A lot of times it's just, in this case, and many of the ancient ones, it's just the cross itself. All right, let's now go to Malachi 4.
Call Hosni Mubarak.
What'd you just say?
Some reference to an Egyptian guy.
Call Hosni Mubarak.
Ex-president.
Where are we going?
Matthew 4. Malachi 4.
Okay.
All right. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. Then that it shall leave neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall a son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Ye or he?
And ye shall grow forth. And he shall tread down the wicked one. For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, we're reading this because Christ, in John 10, Christ is called the Good Shepherd. In Hebrews 13, he's called the Great Shepherd. And in 1 Peter 5, he's called the Chief Shepherd. And there is a progression of revelation there. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. Now we got to go to, let's go to Psalm 37. Fret no more psalm, I think. Isn't that one? Which one that is?
Psalm 37.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. Fret not thyself because of evil doing.
This should be your psalm of the millennium, Mr. Nick. Fret no more.
Fret's a big word.
Let's go to verse 37. Mark the perfect and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked one shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked one and save them because they trust in him. Now, the reason I want you to understand that these last four books, the four signs of the zodiac that we're studying, are all about judgment. But I want you to also understand that you can't possibly understand these stars in the same way you can't understand the book of Revelation if you think in linear time. The Bible nor the stars were ever intended for people to think linearly. They're for people who got information from all different sources and they checked it one against another to see if it meant the same thing. They didn't try to make sure the allegories would match each other. You understand what I'm saying? And so you can't possibly understand the stars, and you can't possibly, I promise you, there's no way you'll understand Revelation without understanding the stars, and there's no way you'll understand Revelation without understanding that it's not linear. So judgment isn't linear, and neither are the stars. In other words, just because the first talked about Christ as a suffering servant, the first book, the second book talked about the emergence of the bride, now the fourth book, or the third book now talks about the judgment. But it's all happening all at once. Amen? And so if you can't think like that, then this is going to be difficult for you to hear this stuff. Unfortunately for us, our teaching, the way we've learned to think, our language forces us to think line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little.
It's in Isaiah.
Isaiah 28. That's why it says, with stammering lips and another tongue, with mocking lips will he speak to this people. So that's what he's been doing your whole life, is mocking you. In great plans.
Easily done. So the Bible really was written to believers.
Of course. It's not a science book. It's not a religious book. It's not even a religious book. It's not a history book. It's a book about two environments. It's a book about eternity in contrast to time and space. And everything in the Bible is a what is. If you're in eternity, this is true. If you're in time and space, this is true.
Amen. Well, only one question on Malachi chapter 4. Because you spoke to the two witnesses. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Well, this Elijah here was the one that come in the person of John the Baptist. He was called Elijah too. But Elijah, there's only two men in the Bible that never died. Enoch and Elijah. And those are the two witnesses in the book of Revelation. But they're the two witnesses standing in you.
Amen. Prophecy.
Not in prophecy. And wisdom, or timing. But you can't try to control prophecy or wisdom. Wisdom will come by prophesying. Prophesying won't come by wisdom.
Prophesying will come by?
By not giving a damn.
Good.
Prophecy will come when there's nothing more that you need from anyone.
Amen. That's why only we're taught and told, take no thought for what you're even going to say before an assembly.
Amen. I never do.
The fifth gospel.
Yeah. Amen. All right. I don't feel like talking anymore. We didn't get very far, but if you forgive me for not going any farther.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I love God.